Tracy Miles knows that there are many circumstances in life that are out of her hands. But God is the one who is ultimately in control. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. Listen as Tracy gives her thoughts.
I think we've all heard the old and overused cliche of let go and let God. But that has really become true in my life in the last couple of years because there were so many difficulties, and there still are. Even today as we're speaking, there are situations and problems that are just out of my hands. And I know that I can sit and stress and worry and fret and get anxious.
And Tracy says you should trust God rather than worry.
I can just surrender them to God and expect. That's the thing I think I've learned the most in the past year is to don't just ask God for something, but expect Him to do that. And I've even told my kids when they'd said, how are we going to handle this or how are we going to pay for this? And I would say, I don't know, but I am just excited to see how God's going to take care of that. That has been something I've been trying to repeat to myself. Just be excited about what God is going to do that you don't know yet. Our thoughts is what's going to drive our feelings. So if we are thinking about negative things, if we are thinking pessimistically, or we're laying blame or we're getting mad at God, if that's the way we're thinking, then that's going to dictate how we feel and the way we live our everyday life.
No matter what your worries might be, trusting God through surrender is so freeing.
And that can only come when we actually surrender our worries and our fears and our negativity and just expectantly await for Him to do something. Just trust that He is in charge and we can live a joyful life because there's no need to keep worrying over things that we have no power over anyway.
So don't let worry control your life. Instead, remember the one who is ultimately in control and trust Him no matter what you might be facing.